Well, hello and welcome back to another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I'm your host for the day, Matt Tardio, and today's episode is being sponsored by CallSheet. What you are witnessing is an entire village being taken out by the IDF in southern Lebanon. This whole village was controlled by Lebanese Hezbollah to the point that the infrastructure was so massive that Hezbollah had built that the IDF had to rig the entire village to blow. I'll tell you from personal experience, the amount of time it would take to rig that freaking village is insane. You're talking about hundreds upon hundreds of pounds worth of explosives and likely dozens upon dozens of different charges just to make that happen. Now, over inside of Lebanon today, we have news of a ceasefire deal that ended up getting leaked, and I have all the details for you on that coming up today. And additionally, it looks like Iran has chosen violence. That's right. You heard that correct. Before Election Day, Iran is saying that they are going to attack Israel in retaliation for the strike that took place on Friday. According to the Jerusalem Post, as you can see right here, Iran's response to be definitive and painful and could come before the U.S. elections. According to this report, it says Iran will respond to Israel's recent attacks with a definitive and painful response that could come before next Tuesday, according to CNN. Now, CNN is citing a source, but not really claiming who the source is. So take that for what it's worth. Now, the problem for Iran is going to be that we know how massive of a blow they got dealt last week. They attempted to gaslight the world and tell everybody that, no, nothing happened. When in reality, satellite imagery that we got afterwards show that those bases got decimated. Check this out. So right here, you have pictures of the Parchin military complex over in Iran. On the top, you can see the date being 9 September of the satellite imagery. On the bottom, you see 27 October of 2024 showing the damage from the Israeli blast. This next one is of the Qajar military base. Same thing, September 25th, followed by 27 October, and you can see the damage and destruction. Here is the Shahrud base, same thing depicted on the top and on the bottom. Here is the Nakheer radar site, and this is very important for you to remember. And then lastly, the oil refinery that ended up getting struck that everybody said didn't happen when I showed you the actual on-the-ground footage the next day. Now, why is that radar site such a huge deal? Well, because that radar site that they ended up taking out, along with one or two others, from my understanding, is what renders any aerial defense assets that Iran has as useless. So if Iran chooses to attack Israel, number one, they are going to be decimated and Israel will respond with more violent action than they did on the first go round, where they simply targeted the military sites and oil refinery and their aerial defense assets, essentially leaving Iran helpless. Additionally, if Iran actually did make that announcement and Israel gets intelligence of that, it's going to open up Iran to a pre-strike by Israel. They are well within their rights to target Iran, and Iran's, quite frankly, has their pants down. And when they didn't have their pants down and had on these amazing S-300, 400 systems from Russia, well, guess what? It didn't do them any good. They got blown up. That's why we have this type of stuff up on your screen to prove it. So is Iran going to actually FA and FO? Truthfully, I don't know. They're crazy, and time is going to tell. Now, rumor intelligence has came out saying that Israeli officials are urging the decision makers that be, because of this, to launch a pre-strike against Iran. And again, it's not going to turn out good for them. Now, as you can see up here on the screen, according to Fox News, Israeli and U.S. officials confirmed that crucial radar systems essential for guiding Iran's missiles were destroyed, effectively disabling Iran's ability to launch additional ballistic missiles. Now, with that being said, we also know that they ended up taking out their aerial defense assets. So what is Iran possibly going to do in retaliation? Well, likely it's going to be utilizing Lebanese Hezbollah to attack Israel like they have in the past when they targeted Netanyahu's house. Now, information also came out yesterday that because of the strike against Netanyahu's house last week, that Israel is going to respond again in retaliation for striking Netanyahu's house. Last week's attack on Friday was in retaliation for the ballistic missile strike that Iran launched against Israel. Then Hezbollah decided to target Netanyahu's house. That's what this follow-on attack from Israel is likely going to be if the rumors are true. But now Israel has another reason to strike them, which is in self-defense before Iran launches their attack. Now, over inside of Lebanon today, the new supreme leader of Hezbollah decided he'd broadcast a speech, and it didn't work out good for him because the actual broadcast ended up getting cut off by Israel in a major cyber attack. Now, it only went down for a couple minutes. Guy really didn't come out with anything like apocalyptic that you can think of that you wouldn't already think of something that Hezbollah would end up saying. Like, they hate Israel, they hate the United States, and they're going to continue to fight. Now, while they decide to continue to fight, that's all fine and dandy. As I just showed you, Israel's still taking the fight to them really hard down inside southern Lebanon, and I have more videos of that coming up. But a peace deal allegedly has been leaked, and the details of that have now came out. Here, I have it for you up on your screen so that you can save it later and, I don't know, look through it if you want, but we're going to talk about some of the major things that they are saying that's within this peace deal. First and foremost, they are saying that the IDF is allowed to remain inside of southern Lebanon for the next 60 days while Lebanese Hezbollah decides to start pulling out. Additionally, Lebanese Hezbollah is supposed to disarm and stay north of Litani River and actually enforce UN Security Council Resolution 1701. After that period of 60 days, Israel, upon assessment, is allowed to then withdraw south of the blue line back into Israeli territory. But the nice thing about this is Israel retains its ability in order to conduct surveillance on Lebanese Hezbollah. So if they decide to FAFO, Israel will absolutely make that happen for them after they pull out. Now, any violations of this agreement are supposed to be addressed by a U.S.-led coalition, and in retaliation for any potential violations, it's said that additional sanctions will be applied. And additionally, the Lebanese military is supposed to make sure that rearmaments to Hezbollah do not happen. So they're going to be the ones responsible for that, which is crazy to me because Hezbollah is also inside of the Lebanese government. So I don't know how well that's going to work out or if Israel would even go for that. I highly doubt it. Now, the IDF released this information about southern Lebanon, talking about a strike on Hezbollah command centers and terrorist infrastructure in Baalbek, and they also have one from Nabatieh. Now, if you guys remember what I talked to you about the different aerial strike zone, that's what we're looking at here. Israel is going to continue this bombardment on this terror infrastructure because of how well they are embedded, essentially keeping them off of the front line. So they're preventing Lebanese Hezbollah from getting reinforcements. And that's very important to remember. I am super excited to tell you guys about a new app that's called Kalshi. It's also available on desktop, and that's what you're looking at it at currently. Now, this is the first time in 100 years where you can legally trade on the elections in all 50 states. And you do it right here on this website or through their mobile app at Kalshi. Now, check this out. I want to explain to you guys how this works. It's pretty simple, actually. So right now, we're looking at who will win the presidential election. And as you can see up there on your screen, Donald Trump right now, they're saying has a higher percentage. And why are they saying that? Because more people believe in that, and they're putting their money where their mouth is. Now, I showed this the other day. Let's say you want to bet yes that Donald Trump is going to win the election. You click on it, yes, you end up putting the dollar amount down that you want. We're putting 100 down, all right, and saying that, yep, Donald's going to win. And it's coming in right now at about 59-ish cents per contract. That's going to end up getting me 169 contracts. I hope you're keeping up here. Now, if Donald Trump wins, I end up getting $169 back. That'd be a profit of $69.29. Now, if he loses, I get nothing. So why does it actually come out to be $69.29? It's really interesting. Basically, if you were to take 41 cents, multiply it by 169, it's going to come out directly to be $69.29. Now, this is really cool that you can actually do this, and there's also several other things that you can vote on, not just like there at the national level, but also in multiple states, right? So here's what's cool. Kalshi has already facilitated over $1 billion in trades, and the election markets are now live to trade. You can sign up using my link, kalshi.com/Rob, and the first 500 traders who deposit $50 will get a free $20 credit. Come on, get over there. But not only is Israel taking the fight to them deep behind enemy lines, taking out those key villages, in those intersections where Lebanese Hezbollah has all sorts of supplies and command structures. They're also doing things like this. Now, what you are witnessing here is a Hezbollah watchtower down on the southern border inside of a city called Matula, and they are going to continue to target the Hezbollah infrastructure. Essentially, UNIFIL is useless, so Israel is doing the job that they failed to do. It's kind of mind-numbing that Hezbollah is able to build actual watchtowers like this, looking down into Israel right underneath UNIFIL's nose. And it's like quite literally. So Israel is going to be doing as much damage as they can. I guarantee you, if that ceasefire deal goes through, they're going to be doing things like this for those next 60 days to come, because it's the only logical conclusion. And I think it's what any military would do. Now, this video is of a Lebanese Hezbollah tunnel that they ended up destroying. And again, what you're looking at here is controlled detonations. And look at how long that tunnel is. It clearly stretches from the left side of your screen all the way over to the right side of your screen. And this is very clearly a drone that is showing you all of this. This is a controlled detonation. Again, the amount of time it takes to rig these things up is absolutely insane. And that is why I told you, ladies and gentlemen, that the progress of the IDF through southern Lebanon is not going to be like what you saw inside of Gaza, because the extensive networks that they have, they quite literally have to take their time and clear as they go. And likely they're still pushing towards the front and creating that buffer space, but the follow-on units behind them that are coming in, they're going to be the ones rigging explosives, but they're not going to get too far in front of those tunnels because they don't want Hezbollah popping up behind them. So they're going to establish a buffer zone, rig everything that they can in the quickest amount of time possible, blow it, and then move on to the next objective. The only problem is Israel is moving across a bunch of open terrain with lots of different choke points, as you can see here. And these villages are scattered, so they not only have to fight in an urban environment, but they also have to fight in a non-urban environment up and out in the mountains. Now, those mountains create choke points, making it very slow movement for the Israeli Defense Force because they have to stay off the beaten path. Then they have to clear backwards to allow the armor to move up to the front before they're able to launch their assaults on their next villages. Check that out, man. That is just wild. I mean, that is just beautiful. That is that entire city I told you about that they ended up having to blow. This is a no BS cut from start to finish of that village. It's absolutely insane. I love that. Now, U.S. CENTCOM is also staying busy over in the region. Today, we saw CENTCOM announce that they ended up taking out several different ISIS targets inside of Syria, killing a total of 35 ISIS operatives. The strikes targeted multiple ISIS locations in the Syrian desert, targeting multiple ISIS senior leaders. No indications whatsoever of civilian casualties. Now, the U.S. intent is to continue to disrupt the ISIS network inside of Syria. And of course, last week, we saw the leader of ISIS get taken out inside of Iraq. The leader of ISIS in Iraq got taken out. So the U.S. is doing a very good job going after key leadership of ISIS. Not only do we have Hezbollah, like key leader being dismantled, the IRGC key leaders being dismantled, but now we have ISIS that is currently also being dismantled in the region. Now, right before I started this video, about an hour ago, information ended up coming out that Israeli intelligence is seeing, how do I want to say this? They're seeing indications that Iran is attempting to prepare for another attack against Israel. So be prepared for that, ladies and gentlemen. In the meantime, peace, love, happiness, and God bless. As always, I want to thank our sponsor, Kalshi. Make sure you guys get over there and check them out, and make sure you not only like this video, but you are subscribed to the Speak the Truth channel. I'm out of here.